So we're back to this question over here of do you have to does the Kriya Shema have to be only in Hebrew or B'chol Lashon Shel Tashmei? Yeah. B'chol Lashon. B'chol Lashon means you have to in the language that you understand. Okay, so how do we define? We spoke last week on the ideas, some of the ideas of when you would require Dafka Hebrew, right? And when you would permit, or it would seem require, really, in some cases at least, the language that the person understands, right? So what was it basically? Basically, if the essence is communication, like by the sota or by the shua, we have to, it's a personal inyan that the person has to understand. And that's the ikkar. That's the ikkar of the dibor, right? Is to explain something. So then it should be in the language that the person understands, right? No, it's like the Ibn Ezra says in by the Asaras Dibros says everybody knows that he was a big Baal Dikrik, he says, but everybody knows that the word is like a guf and the meaning is like a neshama. Right? The essence is the meaning, not the word. The word is like a guf and the meaning is like a neshama. So to just give over just repeat the words to somebody without conveying the meaning is meaningless if the person if the main thing is to understand, so the person has to be warned, so it has to be warned, just know what you're getting into. Fine. So that's clear. In other words, if I tell you instruct this person, or make sure he understands what's going on, then obviously it should be b'chol lashon that they understand. But then, that's the common, I think, the common idea of reading something, right? Like you wouldn't say if you read a translation of a book, you didn't read the book. Because the main thing is the idea that the book is conveying. Right? Okay. So what's the other side when you would need Hebrew? So we said there are a few different reasons. Could be a few different reasons. It's hard to pin it down to one particular thing. Right? Yeah. Okay. Alright, so anyway. So what were some of the possibilities that we had? One is that we noticed that it seemed to be public displays, essentially. So we said it could be an idea of the language of the nation. Right? But we also said that there's an idea of removing the person from the text, having a certain pristine source. So it's to be the Dvar Hashem. The person has to translate it, then his own input is involved. Okay, but anyway, but the question is, how does that come down to Kriya Shema? How do we understand the machlokas of Rebbe and the Rabbanan by Kriya Shema? That seems to be the only case they're arguing on. Alright, so what do you guys say? Any thoughts here? You have a lot of time to think about this. Let me hear again that, Oh, by the way, there's one extra point. If we could answer it, it would be nice. The question is, the Lamafreya Havamina, right? The Lamafreya, the Havamina of Lamafreya. Now, if You might be. What was Rashi again? Rashi said something that we found very strange. Correct? What did Rashi say? That you read it backwards. Read it backwards, right? Now, if you are, I don't know what the proper word is, but. You might say that Rashi is what? Is going on with Shita. I mean, that Rashi is going on with Shita. Rebbe, correct? Because Rebbe is the one who learned Shema means Mashmi Laznacha. And Vahayu means Kichsavam. And then he has to learn the Mafreya from Ha Devarim. Right? And on that sheet, the Rashi is saying, you might even say backwards. Right? In other words, in Rebbe, there's a Hava Mina that you can read it backwards. It's not clear what if that's the same Kori L'Mafreya that the Rabbanan would have. Okay? So that's something to keep in mind. Is the way you're going to define Rebbe maybe allow for a stranger idea of L'Mafreya. Right? I guess it is if you're clever, sneaky, tricky, I don't know. Because that's the words, Devarim. The Rabbanan don't darshan Devarim. That mi Devarim, ha Devarim is Rebbe's drasha. They learn it out from Vahayu. Right? They learn L'Mafreya from Vahayu. Now, what's also strange is this is not the only time the Gemara has the question of L'Mafreya. There are a few cases in Megillah the Gemara has L'Mafreya. And I don't think Rashi explains it the same way over there. Like the Gemara says, the Megillah can't be read L'Mafreya. And there the Gemara says, because the events have to be in order. Right? But it's mashma that you're reading sentences that make sense, it's just the events are out of order. If you read it backwards, you wouldn't have any events. You understand? So that's not the normal, I don't think that's the normal interpretation of L'Mafreya. And all the other Rishonim, you can say they're not arguing with Rashi. Because we paskin like the Rabbanim. Right? So the L'Mafreya is according to the Rabbanim. Okay? Can you try to work it out? Okay. Alright, I mean, okay, so what Yehuda's saying is good. You got it. No, it's questions like this. And this type of machlokas, it's always good sometimes. What's hard is to find the common ground here. Right? What are they agreeing with? Machlokas shouldn't be mimizrach l'mara. That's shvar safuchos. That's not the way to define something. You should try to find it's better if you can understand something that they're agreeing on the major point, and so it's like machlokas in the particular. So what's the major point over here? So what Yehuda's saying is it's kabbalas al mechushamayim. Kabbalas al mechushamayim. So he's saying here it's clever. He's saying that what according to Rebbe. It was your, but you're making it necessary that Mashmi Elaznecha, right? I mean, that's the way it comes out. Since he dies from Shema to be Mashmi Elaznecha, then everything falls in line after that. It was your learning Kabbalah according to Rebbe means, he's learning Kabbalah according to Rebbe means to be Makabel the entity. That's the way you're learning it. To be Makabel the entity. Right?
Yeah.
What is that? You just understand
no,
that?
No, I just said it's a little unorthodox. <You're right.
laughs> But according, so therefore, the entity is has to be its original, the original. But according to Rabbanon, to be Mekabel means the idea. Yeah. I hear what you're saying. The only thing is, you get one thing that's going to be troublesome is that Rebbe holds, you need Kavana. Even Rebbe agrees, right? In the first pasuk, you need Kavana. Right? I believe everybody holds that way. I mean to say you have to understand. But I hear what you're saying. He's trying to work out the Kabbalah. He's saying it's a machlokas on what it means to be Makabel. If you hold Mashmi Lazlufos, then there's an entity and your Shmi is the Kabbalah. But you don't hold Mashmi Lazlufos, then what? Then it has to just mean understanding. Yeah. The only thing is, and I warned you about this. Can't say I did not warn you about this. There is a shita later on. Take a look at the shita later on. Where is it? Yudal Raman Aleph, I believe? Or the Tezvav? The next Mishnah. Tezvav Raman Aleph. Hakore Yishma V'lo Hashmi Elo Azno Yotza. Right? So that's like the Rabbanan, right? Rabbi Yossi Omer Lo Yotza. Now take a look at Gemara. My time is Rabbi Yossi. Mishum Diksiv Shema Hashmei Lazecha Masha Atemotz B'Ficha. V'tana kama sova shema b'chol lashon t'ato shemeya. Rabbi Yossi tarti shema mina. As Rabbi Yossi holds that there, the mitzvah is to enunciate it and hear it, but he still holds that it could be in any language that you understand. I'm saying you can't say that it's right. I mean, you're the other way. I mean, it's a logical, it's an if A then B situation. In other words, it can't be. He's saying, according to Yehuda, it's not possible to be that it has to be in Hebrew and that you don't have to hear it. That would be impossible. Right? According to them, it would be impossible to say that you have to read it in Hebrew but not hear it. That would be an impossible thing. The fact that I found a sheet that says you have to hear it, even though you can read it in another language, is not a kasha. That's what he's saying to me. Okay, I hear it. Anyway, any other ideas? Any other possibilities? And the other possibilities. Now the problem is that he's still bringing it a little bit further. They're still a little bit distant, because it's a totally different kind of an idea of Kabbalah, right? He's saying that you have to produce it, and then your shmi is like a here is like a Kabbalah, like a reception of it. Yeah. All right, so which side? Let's take this. Which side would you say makes more sense on your own? Let's leave his aside. Well, on your own, which side, Rabbanan or Rabbi Yehuda? I mean, if we're going to say, if we're working on our chilek from last week, so which side would you say makes more sense? The Rabbanan. I mean, because the Gemara says, what's the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, why do you read Shema first? Right, Lama Kodam Parsha Shema Levahoyim Shema Kedishi Kabbal Levah Mechol Shemaim Tchila. I mean, that's the main thing seems to be how it affects the Gavra. Now, I mean, according to Rebbe, of course, the person would have to learn what those words mean. He's not saying a person could be Yotzi reading Kriya Shema and not understanding what the Hebrew means, but he says it has to be in Hebrew. But the question is why? If the essence of the Tzivoy is Kabbalah Zom Ocho Shemayim, right? And it's a private thing. Why does it have to be Dafka in Hebrew? Yeah. Why does it have to be Dafka in Hebrew? See, I think it has to do with some of the ideas that we were mentioning before about Kabbalah Zom Ocho Shemayim, about Kriya Shema. Let me ask you a silly question. Okay, why can't a person just think to himself, I'm a Kabbal, I'm a Choshamayim, I'm a Kabbal? I mean, if the mitzvah is to be a Kabbal, I'm a Choshamayim, so why can't this person just think to himself, I accept, right? So what's the answer to that question? That the mitzvah is not just to be Mekabel HaMachos Shemayim. If the mitzvah was, then that would be right. The mitzvah is more than just to be Mekabel HaMachos Shemayim. What is the mitzvah? Through this parsha. Right? You have to be Mekabel HaMachos Shemayim through this parsha. Now already we've just added a very interesting element. Right? Through this parsha. Meaning to say what? That what? That Kabbalah Zom Ocho Shemayim itself has a certain format. There are certain essential ideas. Right? Not just any person's notion of Kabbalah Zom Ocho Shemayim. It has to be the Torah's idea of Kabbalah Zom Ocho Shemayim. It has to be a statement about, it has to be the proper statement about God. Right? Can't be your idea of Kabbalah Zom Ocho Shemayim. It has to be the proper idea of Kabbalah Zom Ocho Shemayim, and that's given by God. Right? That's a Dvar Hashem on what is the proper Kabbalah Zom Ocho Shemayim. Okay, so it must stem from the parsha. Right. So part of Kabbalah Zom Ocho Shemayim, we can really say, is what? is part of it is really a lima from the lima to the parsha itself, right? Part of it is a kiyum of Talmud Torah. Part of it is definitely an element of understand. You want to know what Kabbalah's Omel Hushamayim is? You have to look in the Torah. You have to look into this parsha and understand it, right? I mean, that's probably why the Gemara says there is an element of the bracha of Avas Olam, right? Is could also be Birkas Torah, because there's an element of Talmud Torah involved in Kriyashma. It's not just. You understand the difference? You understand the difference? Kabbalah Olam Hushamayim is just an idea. But Talmud Torah means more than that. Talmud Torah is understanding the parsha, darshaning the proper method from the instruction of the Torah itself. Yeah, and that I think is Rebbe's main point. I think that's Rebbe's point. That what? Since there's an inyan of limud, there's an inyan of Talmud Torah in Kabbalah Shemayim. In the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, then he holds what? It must include the source. In other words, any Talmud Torah, any inyan of Talmud Torah is always going to have to make a... In other words, let's say somebody doesn't understand Hebrew and he wants to be Mekabel Olam HaShemayim. So what's he going to have to do? He's going to have to go to somebody who does understand Hebrew. In other words, somewhere along the line, you're going to have to get back to the pasuk, right? You have to get back to the pasuk, because the very idea of a proper Kabbalah Olam HaShemayim is that it was from the Torah itself. So Rebbe holds it's true that there's an idea. It's true that the Ikra is. It's true that Kabbalah Olam HaShemayim essentially is an idea, and on that score, a person should be able to just have it b'chol lashon shehu shomea, right? Because the transmission of the knowledge is the essence of the mitzvah, right? The actualization of the knowledge. The person's mind is really the essence of the mitzvah. But Rebbe holds, since part of the Kabbalah Olam HaShemayim is an idea of Talmud Torah, that it's coming from the Pesukim, it's not just a mitzvah of Kabbalah Olam HaShemayim, because then you could just have in mind, I'm a Kabbalah Olam HaShemayim. But an element is the Pasuk, and the fact that there's that we derive the proper ideas from the pasuk, it takes on a certain format of Talmud Torah and Drasha, and the Maisa Mitzvah Yod has to include the full scope of the Talmud Torah. The full scope of Talmud Torah must begin with the pasuk. And how did the pasuk begin? V'hayum. Kichsavam. Okay? In other words, if you would start just with the translation, right, you would be cutting out part of the process. Because that translation itself started with the pasuk. You understand? The translation itself is simply the first step of Talmud Torah. I mean, the second step. Right? So he knows like this. So the mitzvah is a Kabbalah Olam HaShemayim, but via limud ha-parsha. So the form of the mitzvah must include all of those elements. It must include the parsha itself and the kavanas halev and the mashmiya lizmecha. We're going to leave that. Going to leave aside. But you understand? That, in other words, he learns that it's true. It's the ikar is it's true that the full kiyam. Where's the kiyam in the gavra take place? The kiyam in the gavra takes place with the ideas of Kabbalah Olam HaShemayim that he gets. But the mitzvah is not to have those ideas per se. The mitzvah is via the Torah, via the parsha, and therefore he holds it must in the format. It must include the parsha itself. understand? Otherwise, it's just like a shortcut. But that's the machlokas over here. When you have the machlokas is, since Kabbalah Salamach Hashemayim is everybody agrees the Iker of Kabbalah Salamach Hashemayim is the Kim and the Gavro, right, of Havana. The only question, and the ideas are via the Parsha. The only question is, does the element of the source have to be part of the, is the element of the source part of the Tzura itself? I'll see if we can refine that a little better. See, reading it in English is still Limud HaParsha, that's true, but you pick, that's like starting the story in the middle. How did the English get here? Is the English the source? No, the English is not the source. So how did the English get here? Because somebody who knew Hebrew and English read the Parsha.
Isn't that the Parsha?
It's not the Parsha. Not the Parsha. Could you darshan the translation the way you darshan the Parsha? Of course not. That's not the Parsha. That's what the Rishonim are bothered with. Who is it? What does Tosus say? Does Tosus have that over there? That it was definitely written in Hebrew. There's no question about that. Right?
Where he's reading it from?
No, the way it was given. The way it was given. What? So well, you said, isn't that the Parsha? So no, that's not the Parsha. It's not the Parsha of Talmud Torah. What's the Parsha of Talmud Torah? The Parsha of Talmud Torah is Kichsovon. That's the Parsha of Talmud Torah. Now you might say the first step of enabling Talmud Torah is to translate it. Okay. But that's not where the Talmud Torah starts. It starts with the Parsha. How can it not start with the Parsha?
Didn't we say, like, if you're translating a story and you read the translation, so did you read the story?
Yeah, but Talmud Torah is a different science. That's what I'm trying to say. Talmud Torah is a different idiom.
What?
Huh?
You give a sense of that?
You're going too far. No. What do you mean? I have to give sense of that? There's Shivim Panam Torah. There's Shivim Panam Torah. The way the Torah is written is written in a special way, and that's only in Hebrew. Chaseros and Yeseros. There's much more than you get out of a translation that's contained in the Parsha. And also, but more importantly, this is essentially what I'm saying, but putting it in a more essential way, is Talmud Torah is really studying the Dvar Hashem. That's what it is. It's studying the Dvar Hashem. The Dvar Hashem comes out through, if it's written in Hebrew, then the beginning of the studying of the Dvar Hashem is in Hebrew. It would be like a scholarly, like Lahavdil in the, in the universities, scholarly study, they wouldn't go with the translation. You have to start with the original, right? Are you a scholar in Dostoevsky? No, I don't know Russian. but that's the point of view. That's the machlokas. That if you're going to say according to the Rabbanon, the essence. Well, everybody agrees that essentially the mitzvah is in the gavra to have a certain knowledge of the idea. So in that sense, it's really communication of knowledge, communication of an idea, like a sota, like to the sota, right? But since part of understanding these ideas is recognizing that you can't just be makabel l'mocha shemayim on your own, you can't just do it the way you want. There's a science to it. There's a study of it. It requires understanding, and it requires drusha and a lot of knowledge. Now it's true you might not have to have all that knowledge to get it because somebody else could have done the work for you or a lot of the work for you. But according to Rebbe, that whole process is part of the mitzvah. That element is still an inyan in the mitzvah. The mitzvah is the tzu. Let me put it this way: According to Rebbe, the mitzvah has to have the tzura of the thing b'shleimusa. Okay, the idea of Kabbalah's Omol Cheshemayim b'shleimusa must include starting with the parsha. So he holds the tzura for the individual is in the form of the mitzvah of the idea b'shleimusa. What's the idea b'shleimusa? That there's a parsha in the Torah that tells you how to be mekabel Omol Cheshemayim. That's the starting point. And that's the now. If I am not able to read Hebrew, so I can't do it myself b'shleimusa, but I can take advantage of someone else who did. And I can get the results, I can get the benefit of his results. But conceptually, the mitzvah must contain, starting with the Hebrew. Right? Because the Torah, in this sense, is an idea of drasha. And in terms of this idea, because by the Kohen, it's not an idea, when the Sota has to find out what's going to happen, it's not an idea that she has to darshan the parsha. It's not all like that. It's just that she has to be prepared. She has to be prepped. So she's just passive. You understand? From her being prepped doesn't mean that she has to darshan the Torah. As a matter of fact, she doesn't darshan the Torah, right? Isn't that's one of the rayas? Doesn't the Gemara say if a woman was learned, then the Mayim HaMa'orim would not work on her right away? That was a schus. That's where the Gemara gets. That's where it's a whole question of whether women can learn or not learn. It's brought down over there. So, but the Stam woman didn't darshan the Parsha of Sota. But the point is a totally different idea. It's over there. Is she just has to be ready? She has to be ready. But over here, the mitzvah is active on every individual to be osek and understand. But the beginning of Havana is recognizing that it comes from the source. And that has to be, to Rebbe holds, according to the Rabbanan, since the ikar of the mitzvah is the Havana itself, the tzura, it takes the form of the ikar. You understand? That's where the machlokas comes down. Everybody agrees on everything. It's just a question of what form the mitzvah actually takes. Does it take, since it's an idea, since Kabbalah, this idea of Kabbalah Somo Cheshemayim requires a haschala in the Torah, Rebbe holds that the tzura for every individual has to be the same way. It has to be like a microcosm of the main thing. Right? So it has to have the elements that are necessary. But according to the Rabbanan, since the ikar of that whole process is to get the idea, the tzura is given to the tzura as the form, the mitzvah as the form of the ikar itself, and that is just the havana. Now, according to Rebbe, the text has a more primary existence, right? The text has a more primary existence than according to the Rabbanan. Correct? In terms of the tzura. And then maybe that's why he had a havamina of the lamafreya. Because since Rebbe's learning that the mitzvah is basically, the mitzvah is what? Is to go back. It's not simple. But what would the havamina be? I mean, it's strange, but what would that? Let's say we lived in a world where Rebbe didn't have the words. There was no hey in the Torah over there. Is there anything that makes sense? That was one. Then what would it be? It would be like this: that Rebbe holds. What would that make any sense? I mean, I have a hard time with a miut of something that's completely preposterous. Right? So what would that mean that you can read it backwards? What would that mean? That would mean to say like this, that in Rebbe's way of looking at it, it would mean to say that the mitzvah is simply to highlight, bepeh, the source itself. You understand? In other words, It is to do a maisa bikriya of isolating and identifying the parsha that contains the idea itself. That could even be done backwards.
What you have to do a kabbalah? How do you even do
That would be a different mitzvah. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying if you would have this idea, it would be a different mitzvah. It wouldn't be the Talmud Torah aspect of it. It would be the Vahayu. If it were possible to read Kriya Shema L'Mafreya, then obviously a lot of things would be different. Can't say you'd have to have Kavanah in the first pasuk, right? You'd have to change a lot of things. But I'm saying, you know, in the final element, it has all. In the final mitzvah, it has all of these. Everything comes in line. You can't sometimes just pull out one thing. But if we would isolate and say, what if there were a mitzvah of reading it and you could be Mekayim Mitla Mafreya, you'd have to say that you'd have to leave out the Kavanah of the first pasuk, because what Kavanah could you have? But still, what could you make any sense out of a system like that? So what I'm saying is, since Rebbe's learning that part of the mitzvah is an idea of Talmud Torah, it's possible to say that there's a Havamina that the mitzvah simply is to make known to yourself the parsha. But the Talmud Torah would be a separate thing. In other words, it would be, the mitzvah would be to make known to yourself and to pronounce to yourself that there is a parsha that contains Kabbalah Slomach HaShemayim. You understand? That would be the only way I can understand if you have a Havamina to say that the mitzvah is L'mafreya. It would be like the one who's magbia the Torah, v'zos haTorah, be like pointing out to this. Make sure that you know that there's a parsha like this, and then the Kabbalah Slomach HaShemayim would not be part of the mitzvah. The mitzvah would be to isolate that parsha, but that's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is Kabbalah Slomach HaShemayim. But what's interesting, this is not something I don't know. We need a little more time to go into this about how the miyutim work, how they pick off one thing at a time. Like, what do you need this for? Once I know what's, maybe this in combination is where Rebbe learns that it has to be Talmud Torah itself. The fact that it's that it can't be this kind of a thing. That's a slightly separate question. But according to the Rabbanon, since they're learning Shema is Havana, there's no way. There's not even a Havamina to say that you can read L'mafreya word by word, because there's no Havana at all. Shema what? Words that don't connect to each other? Right? So their Havamina of L'mafreya would be in the sequence of the ideas. That's pasuk by pasuk. You understand what I'm trying to say? Because once Rebbe is making recourse already to the text as the source of Talmud Torah in his Maskana, that's the way he's approaching the mitzvah. Now once you're isolating the text as a source, maybe that's the mitzvah itself. And that would be L'mafreya, word by word. I isolated the text, yes. But L'maskana, it's isolating the L'maskana, it's a Talmud Torah of the text, which requires Havana, and Vahayu has to be in order. Right? But according to the Rabbanon, the main idea is not the text. The text is more remote. The main idea is the Havana. So their idea of L'mafreya would be in the ideas themselves. How do you know there's a special sequence to these ideas? You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. Sprung? Because I'm saying that I'm trying to differentiate Sota for Rebbe Meir, saying that Rebbe agrees with Sota, but he disagrees here. Because by Sota, there's no inyan from her perspective of Talmud Torah. She just has to know the facts. She has to know factually what these Mayim Amorim are going to do, right? Oh, so those are the case. So I'm not changing any of those. Saying if it's pure understanding, then it should be called Lashon Shata Shemaya. If for other reasons we don't have to go into that exactly. We gave different concepts: national idea of language, or being purely the messenger and not part of the message. Those are those in Yanam over here. What I'm trying to explain over here is why is there a machlokas here? So I'm saying over here, really, this comes down on the side of Havana. Right, it comes down on the side of Havana. So Lechora, you would say it should be in any language you hear. But since this Havana is only via the Parsha, and you have to recognize that you can only understand these ideas properly through the Parsha, Rebbe holds it's got to include the decree of the Parsha itself. In other words, these ideas the ideas of Kabbalah Selamach HaShemayim, the very concept of Kabbalah Selamach HaShemayim, demands that you have proper instruction in how to do it. So even if I get a translation, it's still included in the translation is that somebody went to the source and really derived it properly for me. So the concept always includes the idea of drushas haparsha, of limud haparsha. So that's what Rebbe holds. No one can do Kabbalah Selamach HaShemayim without limud haparsha. Someone had to do limud haparsha, right? So then he holds that the tzura of the mitzvah must include that. But according to the Rabbanon, since the essence of the mitzvah is the result of the limud, the tzura only is in terms of the idea itself. But I was just saying that Lamafreya is going to be each one according to his theory. According to Rebbe, he's learning the parsha of Shema means the text. You have to start with the text. That's the if a guy would go on a course, if a guy would take a course in deriving things from the Torah, you have to start with the Chumash. I mean, you say, okay, you come to the course, say, what does the Torah really say? And you get a guy who gives you an English thing. Oh, is this what it really says? No, this came from what it really said. Oh, well, then this is not really what it really says.
Lema
Freya
is not really a separate idea, it's just a furtherance of the original
Lema Freya is just a Havamina, but within each sheet that's going to be a slightly different Havamina. If it's in the sheet that are Rabbanon, it's going to be in terms of concepts, because they never get... That's the substance of the mitzvah, according to them, is the ideas. So then Lema Freya will be the ideas out of order. But since, according to Rebbe, the substance of the mitzvah has to do with actual, with the parsha, it could be just to read the parsha backwards. Right? It would be a totally different concept, but that's what you need the drushas for, to guide you. The sum of all the drushas gives you the final product. Right? Rebbe holds. It's not even clear how the drushas go. It's not clear the order of the drushas, because that's what the Gemara says. It depends what you hold the rest of the Torah has to be. Right? It's not clear. Even the Gemara is not clear how the drushas really go. In other words, the Gemara says if Rebbe holds that the rest of the Torah can be read in English, right, then the Hayu is telling you that this one is different. Right? And Shema is telling you Mashmila Aznecha. But if Rebbe holds that everything in the Torah has to be read in Hebrew, then what? Then Vahayu is just to tell you not to darshan Shema to mean something else. Then you're starting with Vahayu. It's not clear which one you're starting. Doesn't mean you're starting with the one that's first in the Torah. Because it depends. If Rebbe holds Kol Torah Kula is Lashna Kodesh, then he's really starting with Vahayu. Telling you, don't learn Shema. That's not for us. This is not for us. Let's leave this to the Amorim. That's a very, very interesting question. If you take a look at the Meiri, I'll send you the Meiri. He wants to learn that it's a question of Talmud Torah. That when the Gemara says, what do they hold about the other parts of the Torah, right? So Rashi says it's Kriyas HaTorah in Shul. Tosis is sort of not happy with that, but it comes to some sort of a compromise. But the Meiri says it's talking about the Kiyum of Talmud Torah itself. Because his question is, it's a very good question, his question is, why Dafka by Kriya Shema does the Gemara try to derive what they hold by other things? It doesn't say that in Sota. Right? So he wants to say, because since Kriya Shema is an inyan of learning, then... But it would become very strange. It would become at a point to him that you couldn't be Yotze v'higisabo. He doesn't say the text. Yotze v'higisabo. Which means the kiyum of studying Torah. But that's the way he wants to learn it.
So that would be a big one for this. What constitutes Maisa Talmud Torah?
Yeah. In other words, does the Maisa Talmud Torah require the Maisa B'Shleimusa? Maisa B'Shleimusa, are we not seeing eye to eye on this? I have a sense you're not and we're not seeing eye to eye on this. That you don't seem to be accepting that the Maisa Talmud Torah B'Shleim Musa has to start with the written word. Didn't you have Torah Shebichsav? Torah Shebichsav is Hebrew. There's no question about it. That's the goof. Like the Ibn Ezra says, the goof. The goof is definitely in Hebrew. Now, Talmud Torah is to take the goof and find out the neshama. But you have to start, there's only one goof that was given. That was given me in Hebrew.
That this would be specifically the Torah Shebichsav, that would be the,
that's right. Not Torah Shebichsav, correct. That's exactly, you see, it's an interesting thing. If you see, what is the, when they want, what did they used to do? What was the minig of Talmud, of Kriyas HaTorah? What is Kriyas HaTorah? So it would seem it's like a Talmud Torah but Rabbim, right? And that's the reason they instituted it. So people are Osek in Torah every couple of days, not to go 3 days. So how do they do it? Aye, but not everybody understands Hebrew. Not everybody understands Hebrew. They're going to sit there and not going to know what's going on. So what do they do? That's the perfect answer. Read the text and the Targum together. That's the perfect answer. Because you're showing it comes from here. You just read the Targum, you're lacking the idea, you're lacking the Tzura of Talmud Torah. The Tzura of Talmud Torah must start with the text. Now, of course, there's a Pirush involved too. But you just start with the Pirush. Somebody had to start with the text. No one could just start with the Pirush. Conceptually, you can't start with the Pirush. Pirush of what? I think I'm right. I'm getting through.
Yeah, okay, so that's...
See? He still has some resistance. I don't know what it is.
That's Rebbe's side. But say it's okay to start with the Pirush.
Yeah, because the point is that no one's arguing on the idea of what Talmud Torah is. They're only arguing on this, the halachic form of this mitzvah. Since it's essentially understanding, but it's an understanding via the drushas of Parshios, does the tzura have to include the idea of the drushas of Parsha? Or does the tzura just have to go, can the tzura just go to the essence of what you're trying to do? And that's Havana. It's Havana via, by the Sota, it's purely Havana. But over here, it's a Havana via, but the Havana has to recognize the fact that it's coming from the Parshios. That's where this Havana comes from. A drushes of Parshios. I know the Sota also comes from Parshios, but it's not a drushes of Parshios.
So the Talmud wouldn't really say that it's a Maisa Talmud Torah. It's really
that's correct, Havana. Correct. Now, is in the Tzura, does it come out with the Tzura of, But everybody agrees, at least for the first pasuk, you have to understand that. So Rebbe would say, okay, if a guy doesn't understand Hebrew, he has to study these, how many words are? It's not such a big deal. He's got to study these few words. Yeah, so we're just trying to clarify a little bit more, the machlokas. So I'm saying it like this, that the message to the, that it's not a maisa of Talmud Torah per se. It means, say, it's not sitting down and darshaning. That's not what you were doing at that time of Kriyat Shema. But the ideas that you're expressing and thinking about are only ideas that are the product of Talmud Torah. Okay, it's a product of drusha and limud haparsha. And now, you might not have to have actually opened up the Chumash and worked it out. But somebody could have taught it to you. But whatever it is, the knowledge, the content, is only from Talmud Torah. It only emerges from as the product of a process of Limud HaTorah. And by Limud HaTorah, I don't just mean reading factually. I mean, there's a certain process of Torah Shebaal Peh, of Drasha. And depth, as opposed to sota, is just the facts of the Torah. That's not. You wouldn't call the message that he tells the sota the product of limud and drushas of Torah. It's a clear statement that he has to say there. It's just a factual thing. But when you have to understand what it means, that's what it means shema. I mean, you have to perceive it. And something that's beneath the surface. It's not just words. Not just, like Rashi says in the Chumash. You have the Chumash here? Yeah. Like Rashi says, it's not exactly the same, but Rashi says, V'hayu ha'dvar ha'meila, ashir nochim mitzavcha yom al v'avecha. So he says, ashir nochim mitzavcha yom, lo yu beinecha kidiyut gemo, yishana. So it shouldn't be, what says, diyut gemo means, mitzvah samelach ha'bo b'michtav. It shouldn't be like an old written statement from the king, you know. It has to be like it's elekichadosha. But meaning to say, what I'm trying to say over here is it's not just a statement. It's not just a statement. What does it mean? What's the difference between Yud Kei Vav Kei and Elokeinu and Elokim? You have to understand these things. You have to know what does it mean, Echad. So that's the Kavanah of the first Pasuk. That's the Kabbalah. So that's definitely a something that emerges from the process of Talmud Torah. So the only question, though, is that's the Machlokes, though. Does that form of Talmud Torah have to be contained in the mitzvah? Is it part of the form of the mitzvah, the elements of the of Talmud Torah? Well, you say no, since the main thing is the idea. Then the form of the mitzvah actually, it's something that is very interesting because there are two elements to it, right? There's the actual message of Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim, but then there's also the fact that it has a certain nature of coming from Talmud Torah. So the question is, which element of it is really the koveya, the tzura of the mitzvah? According to Rebbe, it's the element of its generation. The element that it is an idea of it is a product of Talmud Torah, and therefore the tzivui has to be from top to bottom. The tzivui has to encompass the totality of the process, and the totality of the process starts with the written in the Hebrew. And the Rabbanan hold, since the mitzvah is to have the mitzvah produces there's a product of Yediyah, and he holds that it takes the form of Yediyah itself. Okay, that's the way we're trying. That's the way I'm trying to approach it. There's an agreement on the underlying thing. It's a halacha question, of formulation. When you have there are elements in the mitzvah that they're arguing about which element is koveya, the form, because the mitzvah has to come down to a certain form. And Sam, it's. In terms of definition, it's a nice example of that it's not a why. It's not a why machlokas at all. You understand? There's no different whys over here. Everyone is agreeing on what the basic idea of the mitzvah is. It's a question. It's purely a question of. Mitzvah can't just be a concept. It has to have an actual form. And that's going to require choices sometimes. You know? And which one? I don't mean literally a choice, but I mean the possibilities. Somewhat equal possibilities of how it has to take of what form it's going to take. But they should stem. But the forms do stem from the content of the mitzvah. You understand? It's a good example of something like that. It's not arbitrary forms. They stem from the underlying idea of the mitzvah.
What is a ma'aseh idea?
There's certain. That was the Rabbanan is saying. There's certain basic information in the pasuk that is translatable, and. To you, and through that is where you. Everybody's going to agree. You have to if a person's not a Hebrew speaker, so he has to translate the basic content and then use that to derive the ideas. But so the Rabbanan hold starts at that point, because that's where the person. Let's put it this way. Let's put it this way. There's a certain point where the person is active, right? Now, learning is always there's a certain amount that you take in, and then there's a certain amount that you have to put in yourself, right? So when you're the content that you can start working on is the content that's understandable to you, right? That's where you're able to. That's the content that you can work on. So going to the Rabbanon, it's formulated in terms of the content that you can derive Kabbalah, that you can derive from. And then, you know, Talmud Torah has two elements. There's the source, and then there's your Ian. Right. You can't be ma'ayin in the source if you're not a speaker of that language. You need to convert it into something that's the subject matter of Ian for you. According to the Rabbanon, it's the mitzvah takes the form of the subject of the substance of Ian for you. Substance of Ian for you is the language that you understand. But Rebbe holds it goes objectively. Objectively, it's always going to have to start with the Hebrew, no matter what. Even if you don't understand it, you're going to have somebody come and explain it to you.